Awesome. Hey, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon. I'm from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and guys, you can be too. Yes, you can. And one of the ways to get there is to be on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific, and especially tonight. Folks, this is going to be a humdinger. I'm looking forward to getting out of the way. Let me just mention a couple of things really quickly. There's still people talking about Power Trip 2016. Folks, I got to tell you, it was one of the best. I've been to them all. People are still talking about it, and you have an opportunity to attend November 10th and 11th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, I think it is. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, okay? I'm definitely going to be there. It's in Pennsylvania. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Register now. Get it done so that you can participate in the next Power Trip event. Secondly, most importantly, Ambition 2016, August 31st, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. This is our 10th year anniversary. Folks, you already know the corporate is going to pull out all the stops. They're going to impress you, okay? You want to, if you're in Ambit Energy, you want to be at that big event. There should be no excuses. If you've been in the business less than 30 days, you get to register within your first 30 days at a discount. Go to your back office, your power zone, register for Ambition 2016. Now, let me introduce to you our featured speaker for the evening. If you've been in this business any period of time, he needs no introduction. He's the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, one of the top six income earners in network marketing worldwide, and he's about to tell you how to blow your business up. Please welcome founding national consultant and my friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, all yours.
Hey, thank you, Bear. I appreciate it. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's call. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Just a couple of things I want to go over as well with regard to Power Trip. It's in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. It's right outside of the Scranton area. It's Thursday, November the 10th through Saturday, November the 12th. And on Thursday night, we're going to do a business presentation. And then it kicks off with the leadership breakfast on Friday morning, the 11th. Ray Monty is confirmed for that. Joey Carter, who is one of our investors in the EC, Ray Monty being the number four income earner in the company, and myself. If you've never attended a leadership breakfast, I can tell you that that unto itself is a very, very special event. So there'll be a breakfast, leadership breakfast that morning, and then questions and answers with Jerry and Chris that evening. And then you're going to have the top income earners Friday evening along with Jerry and Chris and all day Saturday. So, and let me tell you, if you go to ambitpowertrip.com, we always pre-sell 250 VIP tickets. The VIP tickets discount the admission price to Power Trip coupled with the breakfast. So instead of paying $124 for the two, you pay $114, so you get a $10 discount. But more important than that, what a VIP wristband does, it gets you into the events a half an hour before general admission. Now, this place seats 1,800. I was talking to Ray Monty on the phone the other day. He felt like we'd be able to pack it out with the traction and everything that's going on in the Northeast. So if you think about that, 250 people are going to get in a half an hour early to be able to grab the premier seats right in front, and everybody else will be scrambling for the rest. Once these 250 tickets are sold to Power Trip, we turn off registration. We don't allow anybody to buy tickets until after Ambition. I can tell you, I don't know exactly how many, but there are not a whole lot left. So I would highly suggest that you go to ambitpowertrip.com, grab a ticket for yourself. If you want to grab two or three or four for your downline, if you think about the amount of time between now and then and how many people will come into your business, you can reassign the name on the ticket up until about 2 days before the event. And then if you still don't have a name, you can change it at the event. So I would highly recommend you go grab a ticket for yourself. Two or three or four extra so that you can be seated in the VIP area. and go ahead and forge yourself the $10 discount at the same time. Now, in addition to that, I want to tell everybody that I'm going on the road. On May 3rd, I'm going to be in Chicago area. We're going to do a luncheon that day, business builder training that evening. I'm going to talk about the new paradigm shift in detail on a three-hour training. No business presentation in these paradigm shift trainings. They're 7 to 10. It's going to be Brian McClure for the entire 3 hours. I'm going to do the entire thing. And then on May 4th, if you have anybody, I'm going to be in the Columbus, Ohio area, actually in Delaware, Ohio, one of the suburbs. And then on the 5th, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'll be doing a luncheon that day on the 5th in Pittsburgh as well. And then on the 9th, I'm going to be at Cheshire, Connecticut. Okay, it's on the kind of on the New York side, a little outside of out of Hartford, Connecticut, doing a training. On the 10th, I'm going to be in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. And on the 11th, I'm going to be up in Portland, Maine with Tim and Sonia Devine. Great group going up there. Troy up there as well. And I'm just telling you, these things are going to sell out. Now, I didn't give you the details tonight because I'm sending out an email tomorrow. We'll give you all the contact information. You'll also be able to buy tickets online. Again, each of those dates is 7 to 10 in the evening. It's $15, $20 at the door. Tewksbury has already sold out with the exception of a couple of online tickets, but there's already physical tickets in the marketplace. We've sold, you know, close to 200 in Chicago, I think close to a couple hundred in Pittsburgh. This thing's filling up fast is the point that I'm trying to get across. So when you get the email tomorrow, I don't know what time Louisa will get it out, but we'll send out an email, and that goes out to my distribution list. If you're not in my organization and you're not getting my emails, or if you want to register an additional email address or two, you can go to topambitleaders.com, topambitleaders.com, and register to get the email on that website. It will not take an email address twice, so if you're not sure, you can go enter in the email address. It will not send you two emails if that email address is already in there. So, again, I'll be sending out an email tomorrow. I suggest that you get your people there. Let me tell you guys something as I hop into the call tonight. This company is picking up momentum. It's picking up. It's picking up. And usually this time of year, people are starting to think of the summer. You know, the college kids are getting ready to be coming home. Moms and dads are preparing for that. You know, summer thing starts to set in about this time of year. And things, you know, they might accelerate a little bit, but they don't normally do what things are doing right now. I just came back this last week. I had the privilege, invited by corporate, to go to the first inaugural EC fly-in in Dallas. And I want to talk about that for a second. You know, everybody that's not an EC on this call, I know aspires to be an EC. If you're a guest on the call or brand new to the company, you come into the plan as a marketing consultant. Your first promotion level is regional consultant. Your second is senior consultant. And your third is executive consultant, which we call an EC. So EC stands for executive consultant. And you know, it takes some perseverance. You know, it takes some focus to get to EC. And what corporate has done is, in addition to giving you the nice ring and the recognition that way, every quarter they're going to fly in all the ECs that made it during that quarter into corporate. And let me tell you something. This is first class. They pay for your airplane ticket from wherever you are to Dallas for both you and your spouse. They've put us up at the Ritz-Carlton. I'm talking a five-star hotel in Dallas. They paid for every breakfast, every meal. We ate at Three Forks Steakhouse. If you know anything about Dallas, you know that's the premier steakhouse in Dallas. Unbelievable meal the last evening. Jerry and Chris came and spoke to the group. Each of the heads of all the different departments of Ambit came and spoke. John Burke came and spoke about IT, and you had Brenda come and speak about her group with rates and all the different people. Then there was that was at corporate downtown Dallas. Then luxury buses took everybody up to the call center, and Alan and his crew hosted everybody. They had a lot of fun at the call center. Folks, what it does is it gives you an in-depth look at how serious, how well thought out, how well organized, how well managed this company is, and gives you real insight that you just don't get otherwise. And so I encourage everybody, if you're close to EC, and even if you're not, you need to work like your hair's on fire. Become EC as fast as you can. I'm gonna be there at every single one that I'm physically able to attend. Had the distinct privilege of, and it truly was a privilege, of speaking to the group for about an hour and a half, talking about the responsibilities of EC and what that looks like, and how to move past EC to NC. And professional photographers there taking the pictures. If you guys are on Facebook, you saw the welcome everybody in corporate down there. I mean, it was just off the chart. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I'm telling you, you want to work like your hair's on fire to get to EC. And congratulations to all those inaugural ECs. If you're on the call tonight, I really, really enjoy getting to know each and every one of you personally and in an intimate setting where you really get some time to visit. And I know the bonds that were made between those ECs are going to last a lifetime as well. So it's the first one they've done. And the way it works is you make EC, you get an invitation, you either go or you lose the opportunity to go. And it was off the chart, unbelievable. Definitely want to make it to EC. Obviously, you know, you get paid a lot more money for doing the same thing, but just having that insight just sets you on fire. It's truly unbelievable. So, as y'all know, my training site that I set up is Top Ambit Leaders with an S, topambitleaders.com. And most of you use the training site, some of you don't. But if you go to that training site and click on training, and then click on Sunday Business Builder Call in the drop down menu, you get a recording of all these business builder calls. So, you know, probably around Tuesday of each week, the call like I'm doing tonight is edited, or whoever does it on Sunday night is edited, and then the WAV file is posted on the internet. You can download it and listen to it over and over again, or if you miss a call, you can go back to the call. I did a call on April 3rd, so if you go to Top Ambit Leaders with an S, topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday Business Builder Call, and then click on the April 3rd call. I talked about a paradigm shift that's occurring in Ambit. And, of course, we had several hundred people on the call, as we do every Sunday. And one of those people on the call happened to come in for the EC fly-in and kind of pulled me to the side and said, "Brian, I just want to tell you, you know, the result that I'm starting to see as per your training of the paradigm shift in Ambit energy and the meaning of the $75, the ability to enroll people for $75 between now and the end of the year, coupled with the distinction of how we change the system of what we do with somebody when they get started in the business, has just totally revolutionized my business." He said, what happened was on that Saturday the 9th, he had a training. He got his people together, had a training based on that call. And he had a gentleman in his organization that had been in for about a year and put two consultants into the business, came to that Saturday training, and within a week had promoted himself to RC and has now put people in his RC code. So I can tell you what's going to happen for those that embrace the paradigm shift training. And again, those six dates that I gave you where I'm going to Chicago, Columbus, and Pittsburgh the first week, and Cheshire, Connecticut, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, in Portland, Maine. It's me spending 3 hours going in depth on that. I'm not going to rehash that call tonight. I'm going to encourage you, if you weren't on the April 3rd call, to go to that call and listen to it. I'm also going to encourage you to download it and listen to it over and over again. It's just like anything else, folks. It's no big change over what we're doing now. It's just a different way to present it. And one of the fundamental changes in that, again, without going over all the training, is to start to present the opportunity to somebody on what they could make on an hourly basis. You know, I don't care if you're talking to a millionaire, if you're talking to somebody who already is making money on an hourly basis, is paid on a per hour basis. People relate to the amount of money that they can make on an hourly basis. And, you know, an hourly wage, even if you're a skilled, tradesman, you know, in one of the trades, electrician, plumber, whatever, depending on what part of the country you're in, you know, make $20-$25 an hour, $30 an hour is pretty good hourly wage. And of course, if you're working fast food or something like that, you're talking sub $10 in most instances. And you know, if you're working in someplace that's not fast food, that but still is hourly, you know, maybe you're talking $10-$12 an hour. So when you can start to equate the earnings available to somebody if they got involved at looking at our business in the $75 to $100 per hour range, okay. And again, I'm going to encourage you to go to the call but I want you to just follow from a psychological perspective. And when you can start to relate to somebody about $75 to $100 per hour, then, you know, you've got people's attention. So this gentleman, Clayton, mentioned to me, he said, you know, Brian, so one of the things I'm doing with it that you didn't mention on the call is we're really prospecting with it. And he shared with me, you know, that you just meet somebody in a, you know, casually, a waiter, waitress, and he actually told a story about a waitress where, you know, a young lady came over and served him at the table, actually after the training on the night that he'd given to his group. And he said, you know, just engaged in conversation like you normally would, how long have you worked here, so on and so forth. And he asked her the question, do you really like working here? She goes, well, not really. And he goes, well, why not? She goes, well, you know, I don't make a whole lot of money, and it's, you know, it's not where I want to end up being. And, you know, he just simply asked her, he said, well, if I could show you a way working your own hours where you could make somewhere around $75 per hour, would that be something of interest for you? Spare time wouldn't interfere with you working here, or if you chose to quit working here, that'd be okay too. And he started to use this in lines at the grocery store and so on and so forth. In the shift that he's seen, which I thought was really interesting, and I can definitely see this happening, is he didn't even have to ask her for her phone number. What she said was, absolutely, I'll give you my phone number. And that's happened to him over and over and over again. Folks, that's a sign that from a psychological perspective, we have hit the mother lode. We have hit a gold vein. We have hit something here that I'm telling you is a paradigm shift in how we do business. So, you know, you start to listen to that call on April 3rd, and then you start to think about, you know, prospecting people on making an extra $75 to $100 an hour. Equate it to your own life. You know, think about the people that you work with or the people that maybe you've already approached about the business. You know, one thing about our business, when people look at the videos, and of course part of the system that I'm talking about here is looking at the videos. But when somebody looks at the videos, you know, it talks about X number of dollars to get in, and you've got to get X number of customers to get paid X, and then everybody that you put in, when they get paid their jump start, you get paid a team builder matching bonus and so on and so forth. And somewhere in there is kind of lost, you know, well, what's that really mean to me? And when you bring it down, it's the same money, folks. We're not talking about the money's no different. I mean, Emmett pays us all the same way. It's just the approach. It's the way that we approach somebody, you know, and the way we introduce somebody when they do get involved with the business, or they say maybe to our business, is we just approach it from a psychological perspective is the only real shift. I mean, there's some mechanical shifts as well, but the real psychological shift is simply around approaching it from, you know, $75 to $100 an hour is what somebody can make, you know, gathering their first customers in the business and then helping other people do the same thing. As those people start to make $75 to $100 an hour by gathering the first customers and the bonuses that the company pays out, you know, it's real simple, folks. If you're gathering your Texas outside your customers outside of Texas, okay, to maximize the bonuses, you need five customers, okay? So if somebody says maybe to the business, essentially, they agree that they'd become their own first customer, they have to go gather four customers, okay, to make $150, $100 in the marketing plan plus the extra two customers, you know, which means they need a total of five, is going to give them an extra $50. So they've got to get four customers. You know, if you sit down with that person and smile and dial and customer gather with them and hold their hand through the process, you know, it's going to take them about 2 hours. Now, you know, depending on their sphere of influence, who they are, they might be able to get their customers a little bit faster than that. But you can spend about 10 or 15 minutes explaining how they're going to ask people for favors, kind of telling them what the biggest objections are going to be. You're going to sit down with them and form the written list of not people that are interested in the business, though those people may be, but people that they know, love, and trust that they want to save some money on their energy with. And you sit down and smile and dial at the end of a couple of hours, and it may be a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but you can do the math at the end of it. But for the purposes of this call, let's say that it's 2 hours to gather, assuming that they become their own first customer, and they go and gather four customers, so a total of five in 2 hours. You know, the company's going to pay them $150. Unless I'm missing something, that's $75 an hour. Now, folks, if you're gathering your customers in Texas, I know we've got a lot of people in Texas, you've only got to go get four customers. If they sign themselves up, that means three other customers. You know, you get three or four customers in a couple of hours. You know, if you get three customers in 2 hours, and it's probably less than that, then you've made $100 per hour. Okay, so, you know, again, go to Top Ambit Leaders with an S, topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday Night Business Builder Call, and listen to that April 3rd training call. If you were on the call, you know, I suggest you go and download it and listen to it over and over and over and over again. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen as you start to adapt, as you start to prospect, which that is not covered on that call, okay, you start to prospect, approaching people on an hourly basis if they'd be interested in taking a look at a business that they own and operate where they could make approximately $75 to $100 an hour without selling anything. You know, just start to think about all the different ways that you can approach somebody with this. The bottom line is folks, they can make the money before they get their C number. You know, somebody at the end of the day looks at the videos, and part of the system is show them the five-minute video. If there's interest after that, show them the eight-minute video, and then just breaks it down to them real simple. You know, John, you know, I know this is confusing, all the money and everything, but here's the bottom line. The bottom line is if you go and get five customers with the bonuses that are on right now, the company's going to pay you $150. Now, my experience with me sitting down and helping you, see, one of the things that's lost on a lot of us is the company pays us to go help them gather customers. Company doesn't pay us to tell them to go gather customers. So you're just telling John, say, look, if I sat down with you and I helped you gather some customers, these are people you know, love, and trust that want to save some money on their energy bill. And if you're in a guaranteed savings state, you're going to talk about the guaranteed savings on their energy bill. Okay, and the bottom line is it'll take us a couple hours to gather those customers. And John, what we can do, you know, now if they're ready to join, you're going to sign them up, okay? But if they say maybe, well, I need to talk to my wife, I need to you know do this, do that, whatever. Anything a yes is they go sign up, a no, you sign them up as their own customer, and everything in between is a maybe. But get a two-hour commitment with them, go over to their house, or you can do it via three-way call. Again, I talk about it on the call, the April 3rd call. But, you know, bottom line is go over and grab them some customers. You put them on your C number, and then at the end of the day, just said, John, we just made $75 an hour, or we just made $62.50 an hour. You know, do the math, you know. Take a look at the time when you start, and take a look at the time when you end. It's $50 an hour. It's $112 an hour. It is whatever it is, but somewhere in the $100 to $75 range, depending on how many customers you have to get and you know, the person's sphere of influence and credibility with the people they're calling is going to play into it. What if it's $35 an hour? Folks, it doesn't matter. It's so much more than they can get anyplace else sitting in the comfort of the air conditioning or the heat of their living room. It is unbelievable the results that are starting to occur. Now, let me tell you, anytime that you change a system, okay, and this is not changing the system, by the way. System doesn't change. Written list. Only purpose of the written list is invite somebody to look, and you're going to do that with the videos, the MyAmbit videos, okay? And then the videos are the presentation, so they're going to look at the 5-minute presentation, 5-6 minute presentation, and then they're going to go straight to the money, and they're going to look at that presentation about 8 or 9 minutes, and at the end of that, you know, you're just going to ask the same thing. You're going to ask them if it made sense to them, and if they say yes, then you're going to, instead of trying to get a list to talk to other people that they know about becoming a consultant, you're going to get a list of other people they know that want to save money. Sit down, smile, and dial with them. And at the end of the day, now, not everybody's going to do it, but at the end of the day, the people that do it are going to end up making somewhere between, you know, be able to see for themselves because they just did it, somewhere between $50 and $125 an hour. Again, depending on their sphere of influence and their credibility and how many customers they have to gather and in what markets, okay? It's just that simple. And then at the end of that process, you turn to them and you just said, you know, now it just took us, you know, to sign yourself up and 4 other customers, Mary, it just took us 2 hours. That's $75 an hour. Now, as I told you in the beginning, the videos told you, it's $100 and some change with the tax to join the business. Now, here's the deal, Mary. Why in the world would anybody not put up $100 to make $150? Ask yourself that. Now, folks, I can tell you right now, there will be some people that won't do that, but guess what? You just got a handful of customers that you can put down in your downline and make a whole bunch of money with them anyway. But the vast majority of people will go, well, of course I would. And then you sign them up on the C number, you move the customers into their account, and then guess what? Well, Mary, who else do you know that wants to make $75 an hour? And, folks, the list will explode on you. I mean, all you're ever looking for is people to talk to about the business. You know, who would not take $100 and change it into $150, or if they're gathering Texas customers, $200? You know, a 50% return on your money in 2 hours or 2.5 or 3 hours. And, again, I'm just using these approximate numbers. It is what it is. And the amount of money they're making per hour is what they made per hour and their set of circumstances and so on and so forth. But I promise you, if you implement this paradigm shift, and I'm going to go into complete detail. Folks, we're going to spend 3 hours on it. In these trainings that I'm going to do in Chicago, Columbus, and Pittsburgh, and then Cheshire, Connecticut, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine, in May, and I'm formulating the dates to take a Texas tour as well. And then I'm going to do it all over again. You know, I'm going to go back up into the Northeast, different cities, and I'm going to hit it again. And I'm going to go in the Midwest, and I'm going to hit it again. I'm coming to Maryland. I'm coming to Delaware. I'm going everywhere, folks. And what I'm telling you is that at the end of the summer, okay, we're going to have a trained army of people that are exploding their business. The people that adapt this early on, and again, it's no change to our system. This is not some radical revolutionary thing here, okay? It's just a little paradigm shift, just a little distinction here, a little distinction there. And the announcement that I told you on a conference call at Simulcast of the $75 between now and the end of December gave us the opportunity for this. And folks, I'm telling you, the people that implement it now are going to have an army of people going to Ambition. The people with the most people at Ambition, okay, are with the announcements that'll come out at Ambition. I don't know what they are. I don't know that Ambit knows what they are right now, but I know every single year they're off the chart, unbelievable. It's more money, more territories, more this, more that, whatever. It'll be great. Everybody will come out of there exploding out of a cannon, And again, the more people you have there, I've already been booked in to teach this at general, not at general session, but on the training session in front of all the MCs, SCs, RCs, and the masses of people that come to training at Ambition on Thursday. And I'm telling you, we're going to come out of Ambition with just a momentum going into Ambition and an absolute rocket ship coming out of Ambition. Now, we know how our business works. You know, you come out of Ambition, you're starting to sign up customers, you sign them up in September. A couple of weeks later, on average, they get on the service, they get their bill in October, they pay in November. You know, we're not gonna affect revenue a whole lot. We'll affect it some, believe me, we'll affect it a good bit, but we're not gonna explode the revenue of our company in 2016. But what I'm telling you is, in 2017, we're gonna go off the chart with revenue and Ambit Energy for people that stay focused and go out and get up and after this thing. You know, unbelievable the growth of this company. First full year of revenue, 2007, $40 million. Then 197, then 315, and on 315, Inc. Magazine, 315 revenue of 2009 ranks us in the September issue of 2010 of Inc. Magazine, and Inc. 500 is the fastest growing privately held company in America. And the accolades just flew in from there. I mean, we're talking about multiple first, second, third place customer satisfaction awards from J.D. Powers and Associates. We're talking about corporately the best place in Dallas to work. We're talking about the number one fastest growing company of Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, according to the Cox School of Business at SMU, 2 years in a row. It's never been done before. It's never been done since. Number one fastest growing company in America, revenue going through the roof. We're the youngest. We ended up number 13 on the direct selling news as far as gross revenue in a direct selling company. Folks, we're number 8 in the United States. That's a global list. We're number 13. If you take just the U.S. companies, we're the 8th largest direct selling company in the list. And of the 100 companies on the list, we're the youngest company on the list. And if you look at the companies ahead of us, they've been in business on average of over 40 years. They do business in multiple countries around the world. Folks, we're in 16 states in the District of Columbia, partially deployed in 14 of the 16 states. The only place that we're fully deployed, meaning that we're selling every product that we possibly can in every geographical nook and cranny of the state that we can, is Texas and New York. All the rest of the states, all the other states, collectively, we've got less than 1% market share. And we're opening up territories within the states that we're getting ready to go into gas for Duke Energy down in Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati, really? Millions of people, okay? Millions of new customers available with the opening of one product in one city that we're not currently in. I mean, folks, the future of this thing is unbelievable. You've got energy deregulated in Canada, Western Europe, Australia, Japan, New Zealand. I mean, no international operations at all. I mean, folks, this company is in its infancy. And with this paradigm shift, okay, with this paradigm shift that I've lightly brushed on tonight, and I don't have time to go into in detail tonight, that's the reason I'm going to go on tour. And I'm telling you, I don't care if you got to drive 10 hours, you need to make one of those trainings, okay? And then when I come back around, you need to get everybody into that training as well. And this thing is absolutely folks, we went from, in 10 years, we went from $40 million to $1.4 billion, okay? The growth without merger and acquisition is comparable to Google or to Microsoft. You know, we made it to $1 billion faster than Microsoft did. You look at all the companies without merger and acquisition, and we did it about the same amount of time that Google did it in. We did it faster than Microsoft did it in. Now, Facebook Groupon, you know, they did it faster than we did, but they did it with the power of the internet, you know, with international operations almost overnight. folks, you look at the fact that we got 1% market share collectively on average, of less than 1% market share in the on 14 to 16 states in the District of Columbia, and international expansion and more expansion within the states that we're in, and additional state expansion. You know, looking at the possibility with legislative stuff that's being talked in the California legislature of them deregulating electricity again. 10 million people in the L.A. basin alone, 2 or 3 million people in San Diego. We're already in San Jose and Sacramento and San Francisco and Northern California, Fresno and PG&E for gas, where we've got consultants and customers already, and they deregulate electricity again. Might be 2 or 3 or 4 years away, but folks, that's why you got to get involved in this business and start building now, because strategically, you want to be, you know, up in the marketing plan. You know, the only thing in the marketing plan, particularly if you're listening to the business, you're thinking about getting into our business, you start as a marketing consultant. When you go to regional consultant, you get a 55% pay increase. But it's not your boss deciding when you should get the pay increase. It's you deciding when you get the pay increase. You promote again. Your total pay increase from marketing consultant to senior consultant, 135%. Then it goes to 215% at executive consultant. What I'm telling you is that the amount of money that you can make by giving yourself pay raises in a time frame and at a pace that you're comfortable with is incredible. We're going to have more promotions faster ever than in the history of the business. So I want you folks that are on this call to think about what I just talked about, helping people get customers. What does that mean? What that means is everybody gets paid. And what I know is that when somebody gets paid and then they get paid the next week and the next week and the next week and the next week, they find more and more time to do this business. And what happens is that the momentum, the excitement, it explodes. I mean, we have got something here that the likes of which we've never seen, never, ever, 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 ever seen in Ambit Energy. Now, we've had some pretty serious announcements over the years. Free energy, the ability for a customer, it's not a consultant benefit, it's a customer benefit. So, you know, if you're a consultant and you sign up a customer, your mom or your uncle or somebody that's not involved in the business, they go and get 15 customers, company averages the bill, and they get free energy. You know, I mean, that's a serious announcement, folks. When we went from a 6-level marketing plan to a 7-level marketing plan, they threw so much more money in this because of 7 levels versus 6 levels. That was a serious announcement. When they announced double bonuses out for Texas for customers outside of the state of Texas and triple bonuses, that was a serious announcement. All kinds of money flowed out of corporate. People were excited. And you know, bouton roulette, as they say in New Orleans, let the good times roll. I mean, there have been some serious, serious announcements in Ambit Energy. And, you know, I can talk all night long, but there's proof and evidence that this thing works. Proof and evidence is in 10 years, we went from a $40 million company to a $1.4 billion company. You know, we got to $1 billion faster than Microsoft. You know, the bottom line is that this thing is incredible. We're the 6th largest retailer of energy in the United States of America, and we haven't even scratched the surface. And the state that we have the biggest customer penetration in, Texas, is around 6%. You know, 4 or 5% New York, and all the rest, you know, got a little bit here, a little bit there. I mean, you got nothing percentage wise at all. Absolutely unbelievable opportunity. But let me tell you something. All the positive thought in the world will not make you any money. You could be jacked up floating right now, just say, oh, man, you know, Brian's telling it. I'm going to go do this thing. You know, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do it. And if you wake up tomorrow, if you don't hang up from this phone call and do what you need to do to be successful in this thing, you're not going to get anything for it. You see, all the positive thought in the world won't make you any money. It's only massive positive action that will make you money. I made some recommendations here on this call tonight. I recommended that you go to ambitpowertrip.com and register and get VIP seating so you're not sitting in the nosebleed, because I understand the difference in the experience sitting up front than sitting in the back. Some people are going to do that. Some people aren't going to do it. It's okay with me. You know, they're paying me hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. You know, if somebody that's the number one income earner in the company said, I would go and do this, then I would go and do it on the Whenever It Takes program. You need to register for Ambition. People will do what you do, folks. You sitting there going, well, I don't know if I can get the airfare. I don't know if I can get the hotel. Folks, you know, that's in September. I mean, if this was the middle of August and you just gotten into the business, I can buy into that. I mean, I understand people get into this business to make money. But if you're already in our business, you know, or you've just gotten into our business, you need to go in your back office and sign up for Ambition. I've made that recommendation to you tonight. I've made a recommendation that you go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday Night Business Builder Call, download, record, and listen over and over and over again to the April 3rd call. And I've made a recommendation that if you're anywhere close to a 6 or 7 hour drive of Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I don't know why I got a problem with that, but I can't even say the name, Connecticut, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, or Portland, Oregon. What I'm here to tell you is that you need to come to the Paradigm Shift training. There will be an email going out tomorrow morning that'll tell you how you can grab a ticket on Eventbrite. Okay, it's $15, a 3 hour training. I'm doing the whole thing. And I'm going to keep sending out emails, and I'm going to keep going and doing these Paradigm Shift trainings. I'll probably have an email out on the Texas tour by the end of this week. Bottom line is, folks, look, I make an awful lot of money. I'd rather be hunting or fishing or doing something I enjoy in life or spending time with Betsy, because we're empty nesters now. I'm going out there. I'm putting it out there. And, folks, you need to lap it up, because I'm telling you, if whoever focuses on this and gets themselves promoted and works like their hair's on fire over the next 3, 4, 5 years, that's the person that's going to pass me up as the number one income earner. There's zero doubt in my mind that 5, 6, 7 years from now, probably not going to happen next year, the next year, maybe 3 years from now it could happen, somebody is going to come rolling by me like a local locomotive, because I'm going to be sitting on the beaches of the world someplace. I've paid my dues to get what I've got in Ambit Energy. I want to enjoy my life, but I'm telling you, right now is not the time for me to lay it down. Right now is the time for me to be out there. I'm going to be out there. I hope you take advantage of it. Bear, if you would, let's open it back up and let everybody say good night.
Wow, guys, I told you so. I told you so. Now, if you're like me, you're going to be listening to this call as well as the call on April 3rd by going to topambitleaders.com. On Tuesday, this call should be up. Get your team to hear this call. You guys, you know, the number one income earner just gave us a list of things to do to be successful. I hope you take that seriously. And then be back on this call Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific. Let's open up the lines and say thanks to Brian McClure. Here we go.